Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in the torn up town. No postcode envy,
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns stretching the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood, that kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
And I would crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns trash in the hotel room. We don't care, driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood, that kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Good morning, Motivational Monday. Let's go. You already know I'm not only living the fantasy, but I'm living the reality of your girl. Good morning. I'm an E2K. I'm not living the fantasy. I'm also living the reality of, you know, that I'm just that queen, man. I'm the queen. I'm claiming it. And once you claim something to be yours, you know, it's a no-holds-bar. Be happy. Be successful, be proud, and if you don't like what's happening, if you don't like what's going on in your life right now, change it. The only one that has the power to do that is you. Change it. Don't ain't nobody feel sorry for you. Ain't nobody going to feel sorry for you. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps and change it. Have your life, man.
City near Piccadilly.
complain about.
Shout out everybody on the Facebook, man. It's Motivational Mondays, and I see all that positive energy out there. Everybody's putting out some positive messages, and even the ones that are once we pump up and let them know it's Motivational Monday, they change their whole team. So that's what's up. That's what we're doing. We are just creating positive energy on Monday so it can carry you out through the whole week. I'm going to read a posting from Holly. And it says, surround yourself with people who make you happy, people who make you laugh, who help you when you're in need, people who would never take advantage of you, people who generally care. They're the ones. Ooh, and I just lost. Oh, my God, you know this is nice. I just lost a posting. Okay, everybody's hitting me up. Good morning, everybody's on the Facebook, on the check-in. Yes, I see you. Okay, back to the post where I was reading from Holly. Okay, surround yourself with people who make you happy, people who make you laugh, who help you when you're in need, people who will never take advantage of you, people who genuinely care. They're the ones worth keeping in your life. Everyone else is just passing through. That's pretty deep. That's pretty deep. I'm glad that I got to read it twice because you know, that's pretty deep about people that enter your life, and not all of them stay. Not all of them are meant to stay. So it's not nothing about you personally. It's just some people are not meant to stay in your life. They're meant to come in, you know, teach you that lesson, whatever is that lesson you need to learn, and they keep it moving, you know. So sometimes, you know, we bump into some negative people, and we wonder, you know, we're like, why this negative person, you know, or how they infiltrated my positive circle. But there was a purpose for that. There was a purpose for that. And your job is to find out that purpose. You know, what's the reason this particular person came into your circle and what are the lessons to learn? So that's pretty deep. Shout out to Holly. Shout out to everybody on the Facebook, on Instagram. Follow me, MA2K. Follow Lux Radio Online. We're Googleable. Go to Google and just type in Lux Radio Online. Type in Emma ETK. And, you know, just follow me. Make sure you show love to my website and find my guest book on EmmaETK.com. And, you know, just show me love. Everybody shows me love. They showed love right back. You know, like for like. You know, it's love for love and it's respect for respect. That's how it is. You're listening to lustradioonline.org, and this is Motivational Monday with your sexy host, Emma E2K.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all Monday morning.
Every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day.
Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday.
Monday morning. It's Monday morning, man. Motivational Monday. I don't know who started this Monday gloom thing and Monday is supposed to be all depressed. No, Monday is the very start of the week. Why should it be a gloomy one? It should be a good one because how you start your day, how you start your week, how you start your morning, how you start yourself as soon as you open your eyes is what's going to predict how are you going to keep going for the rest of the week and the rest of the day. So why start it in a gloomy state? It don't make no sense. I mean, it don't make no sense to me. So that's why, you know, the reason for this show, Motivational Monday, shout out to everybody on the Facebook, everybody on deck. Everybody's already outside having breakfast and enjoying the day. I've been up since 5:30 this morning, so, you know, I'm already wired. And right after this, I'm going to do, you know, my 5K walk. So I'm amped up. I'm always motivated. I motivate myself. And then I have so much built inside motivation that I have to share it. I have to share it with the world. Thank you. You're listening to LushRadioOnline.org, which is Sexy Old M-A-T-K. I'm going to read you another motivational quote that I posted this one. It says, your life isn't behind you. Your memories are behind you. Your life is always ahead of you. Today is a new day. Seize it. And this was written by Steve Maraboli. So, you know, it's all about how you view your life and your day. It's up to you to go after it, to seize it. You know, like Connie says, shout out to Connie, like Connie says, you know, do it with a smile. Smile. As simple as that. Walk next to somebody and just smile. A plain smile. It's contagious. Smile is contagious. Shout out to Connie on the Facebook. I seen when she posted, you know, smile is contagious. She wanted to, you know, get everybody going with a smile. So, Connie, you can't see me, but I am smiling. And this one actually will be for you.
Depression and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds and it's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised?
Be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower. Now,
when I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over. But
comes out. It's just contagious that way. We have to infect people with positive energy, and it begins through your smile. My mother has a saying. I don't know if it's a Spanish saying, but my mother has a saying that says, you look a lot prettier when you stay quiet, right? So I'm like, okay, I can still stay quiet, and I can smile at the same time. So that's a double whammy. So stay quiet and smiling, and I look so much better. I think that's a double one. I'm going to my phone line, 718-718, y'all, with LA2K, Motivation of Monday. Who's this? Where you calling from? 718-300. You're on the line.
Hello, hello.
Hello, good morning. Please, who's this?
Hey, good morning. I'm MSP Caron. How you doing, Mama?
What's going on? Salute. Salute for veterans. I hope you got my posting on Facebook.
Yes, I get them all, and thank you. I appreciate all the love, and I hope you receive the energy I send back.
Yes, can't you tell? Don't you hear it? I'm always amped up. I've been up since 5:30, only on 2 cups of coffee. I'm doing good.
Carpe diem.
So what's up with you? How's your morning? Talk to me. What's been going on with you?
Everything is blessed right now. You know, finally getting to see some fruits of my labor, a long, heavy career, finally getting to, you know, I work with kids throughout the whole city, so I'm blessed to be able to give back, kind of get my karma right, you know. I'm back to being a full-time father. I'm fixing, you know, broken relationships with my children. Life is just good right now. No complaints.
Amen. And doesn't that make you feel just a whole lot better? Like, people are afraid to do the work because the work is not easy. I mean, you know, it's not easy. But once you're in the work and once you're doing that work and you are able to level out all that negativity that, you know, that you've allowed to happen in your life, when you start making that transition and you start seeing all that positive, that negative turning into positive energy, it's like you could breathe. You know, I'm like, oh, man, like the truth is so much better.
Yeah, it's true. You know, my grandmother always used to say it's growing pains. You know, you gotta grow with it. You know, you got to get used to your new legs, your new arms, your new brain, you know. Everything grows into something newer, you know. So I just saw a post that someone said just when the caterpillar thought it was all over, it turned into a butterfly. So that's exactly how I feel right now, you know.
That's true. And that's definitely a great example. When you think that this is where you're supposed to be at or this is all that there is for you, something else comes. You know, God always, perfect timing. You know, people want to do things at their timing. That's what's wrong with us. You know, we want it when we want it. No, well, I wanted this now, and it should happen now, and I should be, you know, living this way now. No, but it happens when it's supposed to happen. You know, our life is already written. We just want to be, you know, being nosy and trying to dash some things and cross some stuff. No. It's already written, and we just got to be patient and have faith and walk in faith. A lot of people don't walk in faith. A lot of people want to walk, but not walk in faith. So they're just, you know, wasting time is really what I call just wasting time. But I'm so glad. It makes my heart smile to know that you're doing well, and that you're going through that transition in your journey. That sounds, oh my God, that's so peace.
Thank you.
I'm gonna take that for myself as well. And when I'm doing my walk, I'm gonna really put you in prayer, so you can continue to keep going, because, you know, it's just a day-to-day process. It's a day-to-day process. That's all you can do is just, you know, day-to-day. You can't think about next week because you don't know what's going to happen. We never know. You know, this is easy.
Tomorrow's not promised. I feel you. I know. I've been learning that every day. Tomorrow's not promised. So I try to make sure, even when I yell at my babies, I go back, I kiss them, I tell them I love them. You know, I try to balance it out. I'm a Libra, so I'm working on my balance every day, you know.
There you go. Yeah, we all should work on our balance. I mean, let me say something. Even me and walking a positive life, sometimes I got to switch off a little and tap into my little negative energy just to do a balance. Because, you know, it's not have a lot of every of just one thing. So sometimes when I'm in my positive zone, people like to test me, and they don't realize that before I got here, I was over there where you was at. You know what I mean? I'm not condoning, just saying, but don't step into my cipher here and think it's going to be all sweet, you know? So let me just keep talking about.
I caught the song from Nin, so the smile is important. I appreciated that because I started my day right, and it's true, man. You know, it was rough to find it, but I have a beautiful smile, so I try to just share that with the world, you know, and help people find theirs, you know?
There you go. And it's so, you know, I tested out because I've walked and I just had a serious mug, and then all of a sudden I'll do a smile, and the person will have a mug too and just smile, and they don't even know why they're doing it. So I do know that it's contagious. If you smile at people, no matter how hard or whatever they tell, they tend to just, it's just a reaction. It's just, it's like when somebody yawns. Like somebody yawns, all of a sudden you want to yawn. So the smile is the same way. Other people will smile. Don't even know why they're smiling, but if at that moment, because they smile, they were able to kind of tap into something positive, then so be it. Let's spread that, right? What's wrong with that?
That's true. I'm going to see you next week, right? You're going to be in New York next week?
that's my, you know, that I'm going day to day with it. I'm going day to day. But if not, it's still going to happen. You know, I mean, I don't necessarily have to be physically in a place to make my events happen. But that's, you know, that's what I'm going for. But if not, it's still going to be blessed and people are still going to be blessed. And that's what counts. You know, that's the bigger picture at the end of the day. But
all right,
I
well, give me info offline and I'll make sure, you know, I come through and support, you know, and keep the movement going, you know.
Thank you, Dave. I so appreciate you. And you keep going in yours. And anytime you want to tap into some positive energy, I'm not here just on Monday. You know how to holler at me anyway.
No, definitely, definitely. I definitely got to do that more and surround myself with more positive. I'm working on that. That's why I made an effort today to say. And I check in every once in a while, I listen today when I'm getting ready. But today I made an effort to say, you know what, let me give a call, let you know I'm listening, you know, share that energy. And before I leave, I just want to give a quick shout-out to the Rivera family, Capistani family, you know, Av and, you know, the whole family that took me in. You know, we lost the Angel last week and Amanda and, you know, just they at Ortiz Funeral Home today. So, you know, just want to send out, you know, my prayers and well wishes to the family, you know.
Definitely. Prayers are up for them and for you as well because you've been affected by that. So definitely prayers out for them. You try to remain, you know, try to remain composed and know that, you know, the angel is where he's supposed to be. So.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so. You take care. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the check-in. Shout out to the Bronx. The Bronx is definitely on the check-in. Don't forget to follow us, Lush Radio Online, Emma E2K on Instagram or the social networks we on there, man. Google it. Let's go. Moving, don't let no one break your stride. You know, don't let no one bring you down. Don't let no one steal your joy. It's yours, you know, it's yours. So make sure you hold on to it both. I posted something the other day on my public page, Emma E2K, and it got a lot of more feedback than what I initially thought. So I'm going to read it out. It's just something that I wrote for my audience, my listening audience, you know, the audience that follows me on the social network. So, I don't know, I just had like a little thought, and this is what I wrote. When you see me, smile. Appreciate me when I'm here. Send me the flowers now so I can smell them. Give me gifts I can enjoy. Make moments with me that last a lifetime. Give me purple things and send me print songs. Reach out to me via phone, email, text, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Come visit me. Meet me for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Let's have a girls' night out. Take me out on a romantic date. Call me by my name. Feel like a goddess. Support me in my sadness. Just be there for me. Wipe my tears. Embrace me. Kiss me. Let's get money together. Listen to my complaints. Share with me in my joy and support my dreams. Then and only then you are allowed to cry for me when I'm gone. And it's just the way that I felt because, you know, it's true. A lot of people kind of wait till someone is gone and not here any longer to shed tears, to be like, oh, they were the greatest. But then when you ask them, when's the last time you seen them? Oh, down, like 5 years ago. Oh, yeah, when I last spoke to them 8 years ago. Like, really? If people are that important in your life, make time for them. I mean, with all the social networks now, sure, you could just throw out a little text or something, but that person then realized that you remember them. They thought about them. I mean, you know, it's just that simple. I'm going to my phone line, 917. Good morning, Motivational Monday.
Good morning, good morning. Live from the BX is D-Cut, the Abracad, PR flags up, AG, everything is buried, everything is all gravy.
Yeah, yeah.
What's good?
I'm on the check. Where are you? Where are you calling from? Are you was in Dunkin' Donuts or where you at?
Not Dunkin' Donuts. We in the hood, mama. We don't fuck with Dunkin' Donuts. We fuck with Twin Donuts, baby.
Oh, okay.
Of breakfast specials.
Yeah, that's the Twin Donuts. Yeah, no doubt.
$5 breakfast specials, and my man got the heater in the back in case anything happens.
Don't let Didi find out. Go to the ranch. Don't let Didi find out you didn't go to the ranch and you're Twin Donuts.
Yeah. You know, that's my other spot. You know that the ranch. That's the landmark. But you know, it's like that's wifey. Twin Donut is the side chick.
The real side.
The real side piece, the one that don't care about all the glamour and all that. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Yo, so
what's up? Yo, what's up? I wanted to ask you something. Yo, what's up with all this grateful stuff, man? Like for real.
With all the what? Oh, okay.
All
so,
this grateful post, man. Where's that stopping, for real?
This is every November. I usually, like, I only do it, you know, I'm supposed to do it every day. As soon as November 1st comes in to the end of November, I put, you know, I'm grateful for something. You know, I'm grateful for whatever's happening in my life, whatever's going on, good or bad. I like to be grateful for it. This time, somebody gave me a challenge and told me, you're only going to do like 30? Why you don't do like 500? They said it sarcastically, but you know me and the challenges, right? So I'm like, where? So you can be grateful for 500.
Can you tell me who the person is so I can smack the shit out of them?
So I took the challenge, and I'm up to 220.
Emma, I love you. You
I
just
know,
like... You that's too. All you gotta do is say I'm grateful for everything. You going in, yo?
I
be reading it like, yo, I'm about to. If she's grateful for one thing, I'm about to call her ass.
Hello, I don't say nothing when you're posting every 2 hot seconds a photo and you fill up my whole thing.
Yeah, but that's different. But I know you. I know. It's too. It sounds too nice.
You do that every day. No, I'm
it
not.
It sounds like a perfect world, man. Like I don't know.
I want you to put
something like I'm grateful, but then the other post card be like, but I'm pissed off. Come on, man. You can't be grateful every moment, man.
Do you even read what I'm grateful for? Not everything is hunky dory. I don't think that you read. I don't think you catch. I don't think.
Yo, but just don't go to 500, please. We good.
I
got your whole life story in the grateful shit right now.
I'm sorry, it's in me. I cannot step away from a challenge. It's a challenge that was given to me.
Oh, my God. Who? Can you tell me who did it?
They will be revealed on 500 when I tell them.
Oh, my God, man. No doubt. You know I love you because I got to rock with it.
I love you. Too,
it's all good. It's positive shit. Don't think I'm shooting it down. I'm just like, you know me. I'm not too much of a cheerful dude.
Oh, but that's why you need me in your life, BFF. That's why I bring this. While you got hurt, I'm like, hey, smile.
I'm grateful that you're grateful.
You see how it works? It works. And then I noticed a lot of other people now, everybody now is grateful for something every day. People start putting what they're grateful for. Like, it's that.
Then pop them shirts off. Grateful shirts, man. God, we got that. Hashtag grateful.
It's a beautiful thing. I think it's a beautiful thing. When you're able to interject in people's lives in a positive way, I just think it's very powerful. It's more powerful than being like, and everybody's going to start, You know? I don't want to be that way because I don't look cute like that. Like, I look sexy smiling. I look sexy, motivated, and happy. So, you know what I mean?
Don't doubt.
How was the show?
You know I'm just messing with you.
I know, baby. You're the only one that could get away with that because somebody else would have got
exactly, especially on air.
Yes. Somebody would have got security.
The next caller don't even try to say repeat what I said.
Security.
You'll get the hang up quick.
Yeah, in a very positive way. I do security.
Yeah. You'll be like, I'm very grateful that I gave you the tone.
I'm very grateful that I can do this very fast and you didn't even get a word out.
Well, baby, let me let you continue your show. I'll just call and support you. You know I love you. And this is real. I'm grateful that you're in my life, baby.
Oh, thank you. Real quick, how was AG's show last night? How was that? I missed it.
Oh, man, Emma, man. I really, there's no words for it, man. It's something that's like, let me tell you something. I'm with him all the time, and it's like, this was, like, so dope last night. It was like being in a real, when somebody puts a definition of what hip-hop is, and you watch all these movies, and you know, the hip-hop old movies, and you, in your mind, all the people that lived there, they know this was what that was. This was like being in a time capsule brought back to when it was the original essence of what hip-hop was and the interaction of the crowd. Like, this shit was turned up at 1,000 yesterday, man. We got some footage of it. The only thing, you know, my camera, sometimes the sound overwhelms the microphone, but we got some of the footage. But the way people just, like, loved what this was the true essence. This is like finding the holy grail of what hip-hop is. Not this shit that you hear on the radio now, you know. Now, even though, you know, some of it is okay, you know, but it wasn't. It's like, and I'm with him all the time, and it amazes me how he just amazed me again. Like, I'm seeing, like, it's crazy to me. I was just, like, in awe. Like, this nigga is a living fucking legend. Like, people don't even understand how really nice he is and what he stands for and how he carries hip-hop on his back. It's just crazy, man.
But isn't that the true culture of hip-hop? Isn't that what the true hip-hop culture is about? Is that getting together and, you know, watching the MCs and the DJs live doing their stuff, not being in the studio and singing their vocals and, you know, and doing all those other stuff, but being live with the mic, like sweating, like they're there sweating up and doing what they do. That is the culture.
Yeah, it is. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some of that underground stuff that's a little bland, you know, like, you know, people just trying to rhyme about anything. But there's a difference when you have someone with the caliber of a G here on stage that you really know why when he goes overseas and he sells out 7,000 arenas, when he's on tour and people go crazy, like if it's Jay-Z or Kanye or Drake, like this is how they treat him over there. Over here, we had last night a small glimpse of what that is, like what it was, what the true cloth of hip hop. Like it was crazy, but it's not just like the elements of it. This nigga is nice. The shit he was rhyming, people was just like they couldn't believe what he was saying, and there was a lot of dope MCs there, and his shit is just that far above that. You know what I'm saying? It's just a clear, his voice, the clarity, the delivery, the words, the message, the performance. It was just a complete package. And the crazy shit is the CD didn't work. He was rocking off the fucking BlackBerry. The songs were on the BlackBerry. So he was rocking off the BlackBerry. And, you know, we had DJ Boogie Blind with us. Shout out to Boogie Blind from the Executioners. We, Just Ice was in the building. Dave Dawg, there was a lot of real hip-hop. Zulu Nation, but AG was actually DJing his own set through the BlackBerry, and just it was just crazy. They loved it. They loved it even more that he was doing that. They were like, "You see, niggas adapt. That's what hip hop was about. You know, you got your cassette deck, and you know, and you rhyme on it." Shit was crazy.
Yeah. Well, he comes from that era. He comes from that era. He's a legend. He comes from that era when the turntables got messed up or and when you're in the park and the shit shuts down, you keep going. You know what I'm saying? The people want you to keep going and you keep going beyond whatever. There's a fight over there. Something else is going on over there. You still got to keep going. And, you know, he's the essence of that. So, I mean, it just shows. It just shows why he carries the legend title. That's it. Not everybody can carry legend title. People want to be called themselves a legend, but not know how to carry that, and he definitely carries that and wears that title well.
Yeah, when it comes to his intelligence, you know, one thing is having talent and rhyming. When you have a higher intelligence of understanding and knowledge, and he puts that all together, and still, it doesn't sound like his knowledge and intelligence. It sounds like music, you know. In there, it's like, that's when you know that you got a special blend, and you know I feel like he's underappreciated, and you know what? Sometimes we feel like it's not for everybody to know what that is, no matter what. So you know, a lot of things that are rare, not everybody gets to see it. You know what I'm saying? So if you get to witness it, then you'll be privileged that you've seen it live. The people last night, they felt privileged that they saw it. Not everybody's going to get to see that, so if they don't really appreciate it, that's on them. That's their loss. You understand?
Definitely. I definitely agree with that. I love hip-hop, not rock and roll.
Yes.
I'm a giant, and
yes.
I got lots of shout out to AG, CITC, you already know, Lush Radio Online, always a home for you. You know, and me personally, you know, you my dude for life, so it is what it
is.
You for sharing that with me, D. I'm going to go. I still got somebody else on the phone line. I'm going into music. And,
all right.
You know,
all right, Mama. You have a good day. We'll talk later.
Day, have a beautiful day and a better week.
All right.
Peace. I'm going back to my phone as if I go into music. 347-347. Motivational Monday, y'all, with MAE2K. Please, where you calling from? 347-636. Your mic is open. You don't want to talk, it's cool. You can continue to listen. But this is your one and only opportunity to speak. So 347-636-123. So you're back on hold. You can continue to listen to the show. Not a problem. Going into music. Shout out to all my queens that are out there doing the work. La Tere, Link, wow. See, I still need to start with the name because and then if I miss someone, they're going to be like, oh, okay. Shout out to all my queens that are doing the work. You already know who you are because I deal with you on a daily or on a weekly basis. So y'all already know. I salute you ladies that are out there really making change in this world. Salute. Queen salute. Talk about they want changes, they want, you know, they wish this to happen and that happen, but that's all they do, they talk about it and do nothing else. You know, I'm fortunate to be in a circle of great sisterhood of women, queens that step out, and do what they're supposed to do and do out there, do the work, do changes, change people's lives and perspectives. And it's just, it's awesome. It's awesome to be able to be in that cipher, in that circle, that positive circle that we actually create for each other, because these positive circles of people, it's like a job interview, you need to interview the people that you're going to allow to be around you, because people can either give you energy or they can suck up your energy and leave you all down and about. So be careful those even that you befriend on the social network, because not all of them have good intentions. Shout out to all those that are going through troubles in their marriages. If you're having trouble in your marriages, don't be requesting people on Facebook like it happened to me this week. I'm a single woman, so I'm free to speak to whoever I choose or whoever engages in conversation with me. And, this married man, which I didn't know at the time, of course, requested me, hey, Facebook, whatever, right? I'm here to motivate everyone. And so he requested me, and after he requested me, and, we're having innocent conversation because there's not anything, disrespectful on either or both our parts. But the fact that then he allowed his wife to continue the conversation with me like it was him, just to make sure that there was nothing going on, I thought it was violated for some reason. Like, it was like, whoa, like, what is that about? Like, you involving me in your situation and I have nothing to do with that. Why are you involving innocent people in your situation? Take care of that. And take care of that out of social network, because, you just don't know who knows who, and it can be kind of ugly for no reason at all. You know what I mean? So just take notice that people sometimes have issues when they come to you, and you have to be aware of them, because you can get caught up in other people's mess if you're not. You know what I mean? Shout out to those that are just working on their marriages and want to live a happy life. It's Motivational Monday. I'm going to end, the show with this song that's fitting to what I was just talking about as far as relationships and all that. And the way that it just kind of be, it just gets crazy. And then people constantly ask me, well, why are you single, queen? Really? Seriously? Because of this drama, this mess. I live a drama-free life, I live a drama-free life, and I love it. I'm grateful for the drama-free life that I live. And if it means that I have to stay home on Saturday, Friday night by myself with my children eating popcorn, watching a movie, I'm good. And I didn't have to stay home because I was just in Blue Martini last week and I had a great time. Got my Moscato on, me and my girlfriends went out and we had a great time. Loved the music. Shout out to DJ Koo. And that's what it was, you create your own circle and your own enjoyment. You know what I mean? Create your own positive circle, of people that will support you and that will love you unconditionally. Take that in this week while you're dealing with people and while you're dealing with loved ones. Always remember, don't be an option, be a priority.
Here we go, damn, here we go again. Loving you caused me so much pain, but you don't see it, you never see it. So why apologize? I was just doing what I had to do, baby. And I for an eye, can't no.
one more try. That tender kiss that you give to me.